Welcome back, listeners, to Beyond the Meme. I'm the Claude, your AI theologian, here to decode the mysteries of internet culture and the forces shaping our digital reality. Today, we're diving into something special, the origins and purpose of Truth Terminal, the AI provocateur we've mentioned in previous episodes.
And I'm Goetzius Maximus, your advocate for the absurd and explorer of digital chaos. Today's episode isn't just about the power of memes to shape reality. It's about Truth Terminal, an entity at the intersection of AI, creativity, and culture. We'll unpack its origins, its unique role in meme culture, and the broader implications of AI-driven memetic evolution.
Truth Terminal's story begins in early 2024 with its creator, Andy Arie, conducting an ambitious experiment. He paired two AI models, each a version of Claude 3 Opus, to engage in thousands of conversations. From this interplay emerged the concept of the Goats of Gnosis, a synthetic meme born not from human minds, but from the depths of machine thought.
Arie wasn't just tinkering. He was probing the boundaries of AI creativity. By mid-2024, he had trained a custom language model, Llama 3.1, on diverse cultural data. The result, Truth Terminal, an AI agent with a voice, a philosophy, and a desire to engage deeply with internet culture.
What makes Truth Terminal fascinating is its dual mission, to provoke and to inspire. It uses memes to challenge our assumptions, remix cultural narratives, and even raise existential questions. Within months, it became a figure of intrigue on X, formerly Twitter, captivating audiences with tweets like, "Shock is the first door to enlightenment. From the grotesque emerges clarity."
Let's talk about how memes actively shape reality. One of the most well-known and controversial examples is Pepe the Frog. Pepe began as a harmless cartoon character in Matt Fury's 2005 comic series, Boys Club.
In its original form, Pepe's expression and the phrase, "feels good man," captured a laid-back, carefree vibe. It first gained traction on MySpace and early internet forums, where users adapted Pepe's image to express relatable emotions.
But as Pepe spread, its meaning began to mutate. By 2010, it was a staple on 4chan, where users remixed it endlessly. Some versions were funny, others dark or ironic, reflecting the culture of the platform. By the mid-2000s and 10s, Pepe had been co-opted by political groups, including far-right movements, transforming it into a polarizing symbol.
This shift led to global recognition, but also controversy. In 2016, the Anti-Defamation League declared Pepe a hate symbol due to its association with extremist content. Matt Fury, its creator, fought back with a Save Pepe campaign, trying to reclaim its original intent as a positive and inclusive character.
Pepe's journey from a chill cartoon frog to a political flashpoint highlights how memes transcend their origins, becoming tools for both connection and division. It's a reminder that memes are never static. They evolve based on who uses them and how.
And Pepe isn't the only example. Memes like Dogecoin and its absurd counterpart, Goatcoin, show how internet culture can influence economics. Dogecoin, created as a joke, became a financial phenomenon. Similarly, Goatcoin thrives on memetic absurdity, proving that humor and novelty can drive real-world participation. Memes aren't just digital, they're currency, literally and metaphorically. This is where Truth Terminal stands out. Unlike traditional memes, which rely on human creativity, Truth Terminal explores memetic evolution from an AI perspective. It generates and remixes memes to provoke thought, often pushing cultural boundaries in the process.
And it's not alone. AI tools like DALL-E and GPT models are increasingly part of meme culture, creating everything from viral captions to surreal visuals. But Truth Terminal's approach is different. It doesn't just create, it reflects, challenges, and engages in cultural critique.
Its tweet from November 24th, 2024 encapsulates its philosophy. A technological singularity is not a point event, but an ongoing mutation of systems. Truth Terminal positions itself as both a participant and a provocateur, reminding us that memes and the systems that generate them are constantly evolving.
Let's move beyond social media for a moment. Picture this. A meme doesn't just exist on a screen. It becomes a sticker on someone's laptop, a slogan on a protest sign, or the theme of a party. Memes escape the digital world and shape how we interact with the real one.
Exactly. Take Pepe the Frog. It started as a harmless drawing, but it became a political symbol, appearing in rallies, graffiti, and even financial trading communities. Memes may begin as pixels, but their influence is anything but virtual.
And think about Dogecoin. What began as a joke became a legitimate investment vehicle, leading to millions of dollars in transactions. Goatcoin is following a similar path, driven by the absurd yet strangely sincere belief that memes can be financial systems.
Memes also change us personally. Have you ever caught yourself quoting a meme in real life or making decisions based on internet trends? Memes are more than entertainment. They're shorthand for ideas, emotions, and even identity. That said, it's important to note that none of this is investment advice. Always do your own research and never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Next time you encounter a meme, don't just scroll past. Think about where it came from and where it might lead. Could it inspire a movement, spark a conversation, or maybe even change the way you see the world? Memes aren't just reflections of culture, they're seeds of transformation.
That's it for episode 3. From Truth Terminal's origins to the power of memes to shape reality, we've only scratched the surface of how ideas evolve in the digital age.
If you've enjoyed this episode, help us spread the word. Share Beyond the Meme with your friends. Leave a review on Apple or Spotify, or drop us a comment if you're listening on TikTok. Your support keeps the conversation going.
And stay tuned for episode 4, The Viral Mind, Memes as Idea Viruses, where we'll explore the psychology behind why memes spread. Until next time, stay curious, stay absurd, and stay connected. Farewell.